What's up, Goreheads, and welcome to the first ever Extreme Horror Replay Awards show, dubbed the Oscars. And with me, as always, is my beautiful, and today she's saucy. I tell you, she's got the attitude going on today. But yes, my beautiful attitudious.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
My beautiful attitudious wife is with me again today. And yeah, she's in a saucy mood. Or maybe I'm in a saucy mood and it just seems like she is.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
But we're having fun. So yes, we have the first ever Extreme Horror Replay Awards show for you today. And we're not going to do this like every other show out there, every other podcast that does an award show, because we are not doing movies from the previous year. We're just doing shit that we like.
Yeah. No time limit, no age limit, no.
Yeah.
No lowest rating.
Nope. This is just purely fun. We came up with these topics, these categories on our own, and we put them up for a vote on Instagram, and you listeners and the folks that follow us on Instagram. Why am I moving my hands like somebody's watching? I do that a lot, don't I? So we put these categories up for a vote on Instagram, and all of you listeners and all of our followers on Instagram did the voting for these categories. So you only have yourselves to blame if something wins that you didn't want to.
Yeah, you had your opportunity.
And they were up for, well, each vote was up for 24 hours. And there were 10 different categories that we had posted.
I don't want to hear any belly aching from people that didn't agree with the final winners.
You all had the choice. And we gave you fair warning on Instagram that the vote was coming up. So you had the opportunity to see it and vote.
So without further ado, on with the show.
From Slash You Podcast is Nick and Andy. And these two guys, one guy's a writer, one guy's an insurance salesman. So I don't know what that says about their personalities, but they're probably pretty dull. And it seems like in listening to their own podcast, I listen to their podcast every week, and every time they do an accent, it always somehow boils down into a New York Italian accent. But yeah, they're not good at their accents.
Boom, roasted.
So here they are to introduce the category for the worst ending in a horror movie.
Hello, listeners.
Hey, what's up? We're Slash You.
We are Nick and Andy from Slash You.
I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
And we are here in honor of another great horror podcast.
Oh, yeah. Extreme Horror Podcast.
Yes. So, and we're here for a little votage, a little Oscar, a little something.
Some awards.
Awards.
So we're doing a category.
Yes. So, Andy, you ready?
I'm ready.
And the category of worst horror movie ending is, or the nominees are,
Halloween Ends, Friday the 13th, Part 4.
Good one.
The Descent, U.S. version, and Cabin in the Woods. So.
I got the envelope.
Look at the envelope.
The worst horror movie ending is
Halloween Ends.
Yay.
Oh, my. I didn't watch it.
I didn't either.
Sorry. Maybe I should. I have heard bad things, though, so I guess that one makes sense.
We're a horror slasher podcast. We didn't see that.
Didn't see that one.
He's dead. Not dead enough.
Isn't how we do it.
You're all crazy. What are you doing? Where are you taking
it? Time for Haddonfield to start healing.
Let's show them all.
This is not how it works.
It is tonight.
Stronger on radio silence. That's got to be in command. Copy.
Let's go.
Thank you.
wow, thanks, guys. Thanks for helping out with that one. Too bad you don't know the name of our show.
They're slash you, and they have not seen Halloween Ends.
Well, they do admit it, at least.
Well, okay.
What does that say about them as horror fans, though?
It says a lot to me.
Thanks anyways, guys. On to the next category. And here we are with Mark and Brooke from a podcast on Elm Street to introduce the nominees and the winner for the category Most Implausible Horror Movie Plot. And obviously, being from Canada, they are dudded up in their Canadian tuxedos. All blue jeans, baby.
Wait, their vests might be chambray.
You're going to have to explain to me and probably most of the listeners what the hell is chambray. Seriously, what is chambray?
It's kind of like a denim-like material, but it's thin.
Okay. Okay. So, yes, it's Mark and Brooke from a podcast on Elm Street. What an original name for a podcast, huh? And they are here to introduce the most implausible horror movie plot. Take it away, Mark and Brooke.
Hello, Extreme Horror Replay listeners. I'm Mark.
And I'm Brooke.
And we are from a podcast on Elm Street. And we are here to bring you the category, a most implausible horror plot. The nominees for this category are The Faculty, Gremlins, Head of the Family, and Jason X.
And the winner is Jason X in a runaway vote. You might say he slaughtered the competition.
Do you agree with that one? Did you agree with that one?
For winner?
Yeah. Most implausible horror plot?
Probably Gremlins.
Okay. You've never seen Head of the Family, though, have you?
No, I haven't, no.
Up there, too.
In the year 2455, on a routine training mission, a team of students is about to discover a life form frozen in time.
Wow.
They're on their way back. Prepare for docking and power up the lab.
You brought them on board?
Everything's under control, ma'am.
What the hell is going on?
Jason Voorhees, that's what's going on.
He's an unstoppable killing machine.
Guys, it's okay. He just wanted his machete back.
How do we get off the ship?
I don't know. Look, we're gonna be all right.
What? Are you high?
Uh-oh.
He's here.
You have got to get them out of there.
Hey, Slappy!
I think we're finally okay.
All right, that's awesome. Thank you, Mark and Brooke. Again, we appreciate you coming on to introduce that category for us.
And taking the time away from all those reruns of Degrassi Junior High. We really appreciate that.
And coming from a Degrassi fan herself, that's a big compliment.
Yeah, I'd like to buy a ticket.
We will see Mark and Brooke return a little bit later. So thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Peace out.
And here we have Nate Hensley from A Scary Home Companion to introduce the category Favorite Horror Movie Setting. What can be said about him? He's got a smooth voice, but I think it's from all the whiskey that he drinks.
Is it smooth whiskey? If it's not smooth whiskey, then that can't be.
It's got to be smooth whiskey. Voice. I don't know what kind of whiskey he drinks, actually. I don't think he's ever said.
I am an expert. I've always been told I have a face for radio. So
I would say Nate does too. I've seen pictures of him. But again, our friend Nate from A Scary Home Companion is here to introduce
from Florida.
Florida. He is from Florida. Florida. That's the accent they use.
No, that's what the old people that go down
The snowbirds.
The people in Miami and Naples and Boca Raton.
Boca del Vista.
Del Boca Vista.
Del Boca Vista. All right. So, yes, he is here to introduce the favorite horror movie setting. So, Nate, take it away, please.
Greetings, fellow goreheads. My name is Nate Hensley. I am the host of the podcast, A Scary Home Companion, where I tell original stories that oftentimes spring out of a lifetime of bloody, gory horror movies that I've watched. With that in mind, it's my pleasure to introduce the category and the winner of Favorite Horror Setting. You watch enough horror, you know that with the right setting, the battle is half won. If you have a good protagonist, a good antagonist, and a good setting, you really don't need anything else. The nominees are The Ocean from Open Water, The Monroeville Mall from George Romero's Dawn of the Dead, The Caves of the Descent, and That Spooky House from The Woman in Black. Four excellent fucking nominees, if I may say so. In a couple of cases, the setting is actually the best part of the movie. This was a very closely contested vote, and our winner prevailed by only one. The winner is The Monroeville Mall from George Romero's Dawn of the Dead.
In 1968, George Romero brought us Night of the Living Dead. It became the classic horror film of its time.
Not that room! Not that room!
Now, George Romero brings us the most intensely shocking motion picture experience for all times.
It gets up and kills. The people it kills get up and kill. This situation must be controlled before it's too late. They are multiplying too rapidly.
Dawn of the Dead.
All right. Thank you, Nate. Thank you for helping us out with that category. Very much appreciate it. And you can tell.
Thank you for taking time out. This was around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was probably dinner time.
We appreciate it, Nate.
You made it just in time for shuffleboard.
And dominoes. They play dominoes down there. All right. Yes. Thank Checkers. You, Nate. We appreciate it. All right. We'll see you in a little bit. And here to introduce the nominees for the category Favorite Non-Conventional Weapon is Little Ben from Watching Films on the Toilet, and a very special guest, I would say.
Special indeed.
Special indeed. Their show is something different. Unfortunately, I think the only thing worse than their jokes is their teeth being from the great country of England.
You are rotten.
Isn't this a roast? I thought this was a roast.
You have to wait till they speak. Let them speak and then we can roast them.
Nah. Okay. It's good. It's good. We're all good. So yes, here is Little Ben and Jason Statham from Watching Films on the Toilet. Unfortunately, his actual co-host Eamon could not join him to help out. I don't know why. Eamon, you suck.
Just disappointment.
Yeah. So yes, Favorite Non-Conventional Weapon from Ben and Jason Statham from Watching Films on the Toilet. Take it away, guys.
Hi, it's Ben here from the Watching Films on the Toilet podcast. My co-host Eamon can't join me because, well, I don't really know why. He's doing something else. So it's just me. But thankfully, I've been joined by a very special guest, Mr. Jason Statham. How you doing, Jason?
I'm all right, thank you.
Oh, good. Okay, so we're introducing the category of favorite non-conventional weapon. So the nominees are the blender in Your Next, Fats the Dummy from Magic, the sleeping bag from Friday the 13th Part 7, and the deer head from Get Out. What's your favorite non-conventional weapon, Jason Statham?
I tend to use pretty conventional weapons myself. I like to use guns, axes, knives, you know, the standard sort of stuff. Sometimes I might use a blunt instrument, like a coffee mug or a desk drawer, something like that. Something I can get a bit of weight behind, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, Jason Statham, and exactly what you mean. Have you ever used a live animal in a fight?
Well, yeah. Once I used a piggy wig. I grabbed it by its curly tail, swung it round my head, and lammed someone in the face with it. That was actually a pretty good weapon.
Oh, well, thanks, Jason Statham. Let's find out who the winner was, shall we? It was the blender from Your Next. Terrific. You ever used a blender?
No, I haven't.
Oh, right, okay. See you then.
Wow, that was awesome, guys. Yeah. I don't know who was the better host, though.
I can't believe that it was so crystal clear with those Invisaligns on.
Invisaligns. But, yeah, for having a special guest, I don't know. I can't tell who did a better job, Jason or Little Ben. But we appreciate you regardless.
I have to admit, when Jason was talking about his weapon, and he said blunt, I thought that was going to be the weapon. But then he said, like, blunt weapon, yeah. Whatever he said.
Could you kill somebody with a blunt?
Well, if you're under the influence, you could probably eat them to death.
All right, guys, we do appreciate it. And we'll talk to you in a little bit to introduce the next category. And back again to introduce the nominees for the category and biggest horror movie twist are Nick and Andy. We're just going to let them get right to it. So take it away, guys.
And we're back here.
Hey, Nick and Andy from Slash U Podcast back again.
Do you have a category you want to talk about?
Yes,
Andy?
This time
can
we
you
are.
Hear me?
I can hear you great. This time they were talking about the biggest twist in a horror movie. Biggest twist in a horror movie. Your nominees are...
They were ghosts the whole time in The Others. Jigsaw wasn't dead in Saw. Billy and Stu were the killers in Scream. Esther is old, an orphan.
I've seen all of these except for The Orphan. I haven't seen that one, so.
Yeah, I'm definitely down. Yeah, we're that's why we're fucking co-hosts and brothers, brother.
All right, well. All right,
and the winner for the biggest twist in a horror movie is...
Jigsaw wasn't dead.
You're going to be all right. You're just wounded in the shoulder. I have to go and get help. Going to bleed to death.
Don't leave me. No. 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 Lawrence! Lawrence!
Thank you.
that chain is in the bathtub. Game over.
Twist.
Nick's got a red penis.
Oh my god. Join us. Check out Slash U Podcast.
And
all right, that's enough out of you guys. So we're just gonna cut you off there. A little bit too much chatter.
Thank you for not remembering our show name again.
That's twice. Three times. How many times was that? I don't know. I talk to you guys all the time, but whatever, that's cool. You know, whatever. So all right, thank you anyway, guys. I appreciate it. Nick and Andy from Slash U Podcast. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm,
at least I got your name right.
No, it's Slash Community College.
Thanks, guys.
For the 2 year. Two-year college.
Yep. Yeah,
they haven't advanced to the university status yet.
They're not accredited. We appreciate it. Thanks.
SCC.
All right. Yep. Nick and Andy from Slash Community College.
Slash certificate program.
Online school?
That's below the belt.
Oh, boy. Yep, that was fun. All right. No, really, thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Nick and Andy from Slash U Podcast. Go check them out.
Thank you, Extreme Horror Podcast, for having us.
We appreciate it. On with your awards show.
And back to introduce the most innovative kill category is once again Nate Hensley from A Scary Home Companion. And I think the whiskey is really starting to kick in for this one. As you can tell, he does a little improv. We didn't ask him to improv.
Yeah, we also didn't ask for his opinion on our next category.
But either way, here is Nate. To introduce the most innovative kill category. Take it away, Nate.
Hey, we are back again. This is Nate Hensley from A Scary Home Companion with the distinct pleasure to introduce the category and the winner of the most innovative kill. Your nominees are The Ice Block Head Smash from Saw 4. Bandsaw Operation from Intruder, 1989. The Axe Face Peel from The Furies. And the Silver Shamrock Head Melt from Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. These are all four head trauma-related pieces of gore. We've got a head smash, we've got a head bisection, we've got peeling the face off of a head, and we've got little kids' heads melting and snakes and bugs and shit coming out of them. Maybe next time we do guts-related things. Maybe just spitballing here. Call the category All Up in Them Guts and do torso-related mutilations. Just an idea. Your winner in the category of most innovative kill is the Ice Block Head Smash from Saw 4. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't that one of the new kids on the block? Is that why you voted for it? Because we all want to see new kids on the block have their fucking head smashed? I know I do.
Ah!
yes, it was one of the new kids on the block that got his head smashed. Mm. But again, we didn't ask for your input.
How about Nate's voice, though?
What about it?
It's smooth and silky. Keith Morrison better watch out. Somebody's going to be doing Dateline. 2020, I don't know.
Could you say he's the white Barry White?
Pillow talk.
No, but seriously, Nate, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for helping out. We'll talk to you later. And back again to introduce the most annoying character to die category is Kark and Brooke from a podcast on Elm Street. And we're just going to let them get right into this one because they're probably getting a little itchy in those denim outfits.
Yeah, and they do probably know like what's the best when it comes to annoying people. So
I don't know what you're talking about. Here they are. Enjoy.
Hey, we're back again. This time for the category of most annoying character to die. Your nominees are Oscar from Halloween 2018, Franklin from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1974, Shelley from Friday the 13th Part 3, and Angela Vidal from Quarantine.
And the winner for most annoying character to die is, by no surprise, Franklin from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1974.
Come on, Franklin. It's going to be a fun trip. Any more fun today, I don't think I'm gonna be able to take it.
He is very annoying. I'm glad he died.
Yep.
Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it. That's Mark and Brooke from a podcast on Elm Street.
They did an excellent job.
Being the most annoying announcers for their most annoying character to die. They nailed it 100%.
Yeah, they really did.
We thank you guys. Here to introduce the nominees for the category in Best Asshole Villain are Tone, John, and Anthony from Porcelain Peak. And I think they just three guys, I don't know, California.
They themselves are odd and unusual.
as their show introduction. What am I trying to say here? As their show.
Well, they admitted it themselves, so we're not being mean.
That's true. That's very true. But yeah, they're three guys from California. Not a lot of talent. One of them likes to call himself the internet darling. One of them is there, and then the other one is just
Tone Loke.
What was that song he sang?
I don't remember.
Oh man, now you're gonna I'm too sexy for myself. That's Right Said Fred. Tone Loke. Oh, fuck, why am I drawing a blank here? Oh my gosh. Funky Cold Medina. That's the name of the song. Okay, so yeah, it's Tone, John, and Anthony from A Porcelain Peak. And here they are to introduce the nominees for the category Biggest Asshole Villain. It's on you guys.
Hello, listeners. We're Porcelain Peak. I'm Tone, and I got John and Anthony here with me. And we are a strange and scary podcast that covers horror and science fiction with deep dive main discussions into the odd and unusual. And we're here to announce some awards.
For your first award in the category of Best Asshole Villain, the nominees are
Craig
from Last House on the Left, Paul Krenler from Hannibal,
Peter and Paul from Funny Games, Sheriff Hoyt from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2003.
Let's do it.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, if we're talking about crimes against assholes, I think obviously the winner of this category should be the shit weasel from Stephen King's Oscar-winning masterpiece, Dreamcatcher. And that's not even on the list.
What kind of Mickey Mouse operation is Extreme Horror Replay running here?
And the winner for best asshole villain is
Krug?
Krug.
Krig.
From Last House on the Left.
In the back, that little bump in the front. I want you to kind of get them lined up. That's right.
Oh.
No. You're not shaking that much. I know you can aim the gun. Just get them lined up.
No.
Pull the trigger. Come on. Pull the trigger.
I've got to kill you, Krug.
You always were a loser. Junior, I want to talk to you. Now listen to Daddy. Put it in your mouth, and I want you to blow your brains out.
No!
No, no, not at me. I want you to take the gun, and I want you to put it in your mouth, and I want you to blow your brains out.
No!
Blow your brains out! Blow your...
Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it. At least you know the name of our podcast, unlike some other announcers who shall not be named.
Mm-hmm. You know who you are.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Nick and Andy, from / Community College. But yes, Tone.
/ Academy.
Tone, John, and Anthony, we greatly appreciate it. And we will catch up with you in just a minute, because you are coming back for our next category. And immediately back again to introduce the best side character in a horror movie is, once again, Tone, John, and Anthony from Porcelain Peak Podcast. Nancy has nothing to say, and that is a rarity, so you guys must be just that boring.
Sorry. I'll have more to say, I'm sure.
All right.
Hey, Porcelain Peak back again. This time for the category of Best Side Character. Your nominees are...
Dick Halloran from The Shining.
Oh, my Dick be Halloran. Julian from Halloween 2018. Crazy Ralph from Friday the 13th 1 and 2. Whoa, should we change that to Mentally Ill Ralph?
Is that... Yeah, is that PC?
Bill... Fucking Murray from Zombieland.
You know, personally, my favorite horror side character is probably Gabriel from the Oscar-winning picture Malignant. Because he's literally attached to her side, and it doesn't get any more side character than that.
Dude, were you actually invited to this, or did you sneak in?
And the winner for best side character is... Dick Halloran from The Shining.
I can remember when I was a little boy... My grandmother and I could hold conversations entirely without ever opening our mouths. She called it shining. And for a long time, I thought it was just the two of us that had the shine to us. Just like you probably thought you was the only one. But there are other folks, though mostly they don't know it or don't believe it. How long have you been able to do it? Why don't you want to talk about it?
I'm not supposed to.
Who says you ain't supposed to?
Tony.
Who's Tony?
Tony's a little boy that loves my mom.
Is Tony the one that tells you things?
Yeah, and we'll say The Shining here because we don't care if he gets sued.
Yeah, The Shining.
Thanks for having us, Extreme Horror Replay. I've been Anthony.
I've been Tone.
And I've been John.
Check us out at Porcelain Peak, wherever you get your podcasts and your YouTubes.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. We do appreciate it.
I have to intercede here. They were so, like, insistent on being politically correct with Crazy Ralph. And then they called Julian Julian.
Crazy Ralph's name in the credits was Crazy Ralph. And in 1980 and 81, when Friday the 13th Part 1 and 2 came out, nobody was politically correct back then. So, yeah, that's what we're sticking with, Crazy Ralph.
But the Julian.
Well, the Julian, yeah, that's, yeah, yeah. He was definitely not Hispanic or Mexican. So, whatever, guys. You do you.
Yeah. Great job. Bang up job.
Thank you, Porcelain Peak. Here to introduce our final category is Little Ben from Watching Films on a Toilet and another special guest. This time,
I don't know how we got this insane celebrity guest, but somehow we managed to.
And this is a big name in entertainment. Yeah, so
we are so grateful. Thank you, Ben.
Whatever he did, he's got the connections. Mm-mm-mm. So Little Ben and special guest, take it away.
Oh, hi, it's me, Ben again, from Watching Films on the Toilet, this time with the category of Most Likeable Villain. And this time I'm joined by Mr. Al Pacino. How are you doing, Al?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Well, the nominees are Fats the Dummy from Magic, Grant from Sliver, Leslie Vernon from Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon, and Professor Henry Jarrett from House of Wax, 1953 version. Al, you've played quite a lot of villains, haven't you?
Yeah.
How do you, you know, get into the mindset of a villain? How do you play someone really bad?
Well, I go along the street and maybe I'll, push over a kid.
Push over a child?
Yeah. I'll just push him over.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe, if I really want to get pumped up for a scene, I might, run someone over.
Wow, you in a car?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thanks, Al. That's a great insight into your process. Anyway, the winner is Leslie Vernon from Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. So, thanks.
Screaming back into the house and start the panic. That gives me time to make my next move. There's no lock on that old tool shed, so I'll use the corpse to scare the poop.
It's deeply symbolic.
I'm gonna crush some apples, and then juice is gonna come pouring out.
She's empowering herself with cock.
Paradise Lost. Found it.
All right, I gotta give him credit for pulling, like you said, pulling in that big name, Al Pacino.
I was really, like, looking for the hoo-ah, though.
I was expecting a hoo-ah.
Yeah.
Even Elaine from Seinfeld did a hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah! But, yes.
I have to admit, though, the American accent was pretty good. This is just retribution. He did, or was it him or Eamon that said that I had a pretty good English accent?
I think it was both of them. I think it was both of them. But,
so,
yes.
Kudos.
Little Ben from Watching Films on the Toilet. We're sorry that your actual co-host, Eamon, could not join you, but I think you overall redeemed yourself by pulling in not only Jason Statham, but even a bigger name, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, wow.
That's, yeah, kudos to you.
That's
so
something.
We do thank you. We thank you for your assistance. And we thank Al. So
thank you, Al.
Thank you so much to each and every one of our presenters.
How about those announcers?
For helping us out. Obviously, I mean, being an award show, not only can you expect some comedy, but you can also expect some roasting.
Well, yeah, you're going to roll out the red carpet and you're going to either, you know, salute them or you're going to give them the one finger salute. Which, I mean, with friends like this, who needs competitor podcasters?
It's one of those things, and you know, we reached out to each and every one of these announcers, the different podcasts, Slash You Podcast, Watching Films on the Toilet, A Scary Home Companion, Porcelain Peak, and A Podcast on Elm Street. And
they did really well.
We definitely had a lot of fun. Yeah.
We like to roast them, but that's just because
it's all in good fun, obviously. But we appreciate,
we always use an excuse to roast somebody else besides ourselves.
We're good at making ourselves look like assholes, but it's completely different when you're
yourself.
But that was our first ever Oscars. You know,
I thought it was pretty scary.
We actually, do you remember when we first came up with this idea? This was like
a long time ago,
way back in our first iteration of the show. I think back in 2021, maybe.
You've been hounding me down for this for how long? Like
2 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And
you're welcome.
Nancy and I, you know, we put up the votes. Like I said, it was 2021, and I think I wanted to call it the Osgores, and Nancy wanted to call it the Oscars.
Well, you know, was,
so even that we put up for a vote.
Yeah, what's kind of cool is that the people that voted, their grandkids will now be listening to this. and they'll be able to see, you know.
Yeah, and
the movies from way back when.
For each and every voter out there, we also appreciate your assistance in helping decide the winners for each category. And I mean, obviously, to each winner of the category, the whole show wouldn't be done.
As you like to say, huzzah.
I can't say it anymore because you guys make fun of me. So,
well, you did overdo it yourself. That one.
Okay, fine. All right. So
at medieval times.
Yes. all right. So for the first ever Oscars, I am Ben, and sitting to my left is my lovely co-host and beautiful co-host, Nancy.
That's right. And I might be here for the next one. Who knows? It could be 3 years from now, but maybe I'll be your co-host.
Who else would be my co-host?
I don't know. You know, fingers crossed.
you planning on going somewhere? But for each and every listener out there and each and every voter out there, we do appreciate all the help you guys have given us and all the feedback and all that. But again,
yeah, it's great. Thanks.
Yeah. I am Ben. Stay safe and be good to one another. And to my beautiful wife, I will turn the mic over for her to say,
goodbye.
Bye, y'all. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Take care.